Right now, panel, of course, it's time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Luke, Anthony Schaffer's new war memoir, Operation Dark Heart, promises to be a damning expose of U.S. operations in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Well, the Pentagon is upset about all this information. It's about to come out, and they've decided to do what?
They're going to crash the Amazon Kindle website
that
people cannot read it on the subway as they're going to work.
No.
They are going to...
Much more basic than that. Old school.
They're going to disappear him. They're going to take him...
That's pretty old school.
They're going to take him to Guantanamo.
No.
That's actually pretty new school, isn't it?
Turns out they're going to take advantage of the fact that Amazon gives you free shipping over 10,000 copies.
Oh, they're going to try to buy up all the copies?
They're going to buy all of them, every single copy. The book alleges that the U.S. military had the chance to defeat the Taliban in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but they screwed it up. The Pentagon, rather than allow the book to hit shelves, is negotiating with St. Martin's Press to buy the entire 10,000-copy first print run in order, they say, to protect classified information. Of course, that means that Operation Dark Heart will be an instant, if inexplicable, bestseller. This will be the first time it's happened since a former operative named Dan Brown revealed troop movements in a book called The Da Vinci Code.
That's got to be the best and worst news you can get as an author.
Yeah. Good news.
You sold out.
Bad news.
No one can read it.
Yeah. Would you take that deal?
If St. Martin's is smart,
yeah,
they'll just keep printing that bad news.
Oh, what do you know? 10,000 more.
Well, I know my new book, Operation Dark Heart 2, is already scheduled to do very well.
Well, as you can imagine, you know, not only are all these authors coming out trying to reveal classified secrets so they get the same deal, but the publishing houses are going to their backlists, all the classic books, and they're updating them with classified information so that the Pentagon will buy those too. So, for example, you're going to see Where the Wild Things and Our Troops Are. Eat, Pray, Love, Reveal Nuclear Codes. And The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and a Tattoo of Covert Operatives' Names.